So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, Oregon lost Indiana 30-20. And it didn't, dare I say, it didn't even feel that close. Oregon, let me ask you this. Was that the worst performance of the Lanning era?
Yeah, for me, that trumps the Washington game. And frankly, I mean, with the college football playoff last year for Ohio State, you know, it sucked. But, like, Ohio State's really, really good. This is a game that I think you should have won coming in. So, for me, yes, but I understand why people wouldn't say that.
Well, there's a couple things. One, you're right. If comparing it to the Ohio State game, you know, that's talent-rich Ohio State. They ended up being one of the – they won the whole thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, my God, that could be one of the best – championship teams we've seen in the last 15, 20 years. Now, granted, you already beat them once this last year.
A lot of NFL talent, a lot of people saying.
Yeah. So is it better to get pounded, which the Ducks, I mean, come on, they got pounded.
Oh, yeah.
And some of it was the layoff, but come on. Ohio State, they just kicked your ass. Is it better to lose to the talent like that or lose a close game at home to a team where you seemingly have the better talent, although they got some studs at Indiana, and we knew that. But, I mean, come on, Oregon should be better across the board. Which is worse? And then, you know, you brought up the Washington loss, and a couple of those Washington losses, they were all, I mean, three of them, weren't there? Or two? Oh,
my God. Two.
Yeah, two.
They did over, they got over the hump the third time.
That's right, they beat them.
Yeah.
Those were really close. The second half against Oregon State in 2022,
mm-hmm.
where I believe they didn't throw a pass and still came back and beat you, that was bad. But this, I don't know. This might have been the worst performance of the Lanning era. It was bad. Outcoached, outplayed. You know, when you lose the battle along both lines of scrimmage, it's amazing how much worse your coaches look. So I know there's a lot of chatter today about Will Stein and maybe even Dan Lanning to some extent. The offensive line wasn't very good. Indiana was playing downhill all game. And bigger than that, they confused the hell out of Dante Moore. I mean, so the complaints about the offense to me would be more how they handled what Indiana was bringing to the table defensively. You know, we talked about it with Lanning on Thursday. Suk said it all last week. Indiana brings complex pressures. They play a very, well, again, for lack of a better term, complex defense. And a lot of times it isn't what it seems. They show you one thing and it ends up being another. Oregon knew this and yet handled it, and coming off a bye, they knew this and yet handled it quite poorly, considering how good we know this coaching staff is. So is that more on Will Stein? Is that more on Dante Moore? Could Stein have done more to help Moore? I mean, he certainly tried. You know, I thought Will Stein schemed their first touchdown, the one over the top. I thought that was really nice. But could he have done more to help Dante Moore in game? Maybe so. I don't know. That's the beauty of what Indiana does, man. They like that's as well coached of a football team as I've ever seen. It really was a masterpiece, and they had Moore's brain going screensaver for most of that game. And a lot of that is just on Dante Moore. I don't know. In the end, Oregon got outcoached. They did. And Lanning even admitted that. And that's maybe the most shocking part of this, is that's what we didn't see coming with Dan Lanning and his staff, is a game like that. And remember, too, I mentioned Oregon coming off a bye. So was Indiana. And with a team that runs what they run, perhaps coming off a bye for them gives them more time to fine-tune the brain trip to Dante Moore. I don't know. I do feel like, based on specifically what they do, giving them more time to prepare is a bigger advantage than some teams coming off a bye. So the question becomes, do you want to see Indiana again? I mean, that was, look, it was a close game, but ooh. I don't know. I mean, we shouldn't overreact. Oregon is going to be fine. They're probably going to be in the playoff. So will Indiana.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You want another crack at those guys? You want another crack at that? I don't know, man. That leaves some doubt in my mind.
I would actually like to see Oregon face off against them, because there's questions that I have, not only about like the coaching staff that you were talking about, Rob, but kind of coming in. We saw, I think it was the second holding penalty on the offensive line for Oregon, Alex Harkey in particular, one of the tackles, man. He just almost looked like F it after he got that penalty. And it just made me wonder what the level of preparation for Oregon truly was. And, you know, this particular week, questioning whether the guys bought in or not. Dante Moore from play one was sacked, right? And you ask, well, you know, did Will Stein not do enough? I asked Dusty Hare on the postgame show this weekend, Rob, like, Will Stein was trying to get Dante Moore, you know, out in different looks. He moved him out to the pocket. He was rolling out. He looked for runs. He just got sacked way too many times. Like, they did so much on the defensive end for Indiana to take away what Oregon does well. Dante Moore usually leaves a guy to spy and takes away a guy from their coverage in the passing game because he can run. On top of that, they've got great running backs. None of that was working for Oregon. Kenyon Sadiq didn't get involved, and credit to Indiana for that, but I really do question some of the players' efforts and if they were truly like ready mentally for the game. Then I go to the coaching staff and wonder.
Okay. Well, the idea that a team wouldn't be ready to play, I just don't. I think that's fan narrative. I think that's dumb.
Okay.
I think what you saw was what I just said, is you saw a particularly a core. First of all, you saw an offensive line that was not doing well. I mean, it wasn't the worst performance of all time. They weren't just being steamrolled.
They were overmatched, though.
They did not play well. And then you couple that with a quarterback whose brain is scrambled. And a lot of that is what Indiana does. That's what they do. And so, again, I go back to it. I think the question is, you know, if you gave Will Stein truth serum, because we remember in sports, we just can't ever throw anyone on our team ever under the bus. We won't do that. But if you really had a truth serum and you handed it to Will Stein, he would say, look, I prepared him as well as I could possibly prepare him. He didn't handle it well. Or is Dante Moore going, well, I don't think the coaches really prepared me very well for that. I would imagine that, you know, look, the Ducks just got Indiana'd. It wasn't about their effort. You always look a step slow when all of those things happen, where your lines aren't holding up. Your quarterback is second guessing or not seeing what's there. All of that makes you look flat. It makes you look confused. It makes you look listless. So I don't think it's an effort thing. They just got Indiana. They got outcoached. Kurt Cignetti is awesome. Awesome. With a capital A. And you saw that play out in that game. You know, the thing is, that game was tight. It, you know, it kind of doesn't feel like it because one team was clearly better, but it was 20-20 with 7 minutes left in the game. You missed one field goal. You lost the turnover battle, and that's two games in a row now that have come down to the wire. You won one, you lost one. That's kind of how it is. Regroup, move on. It's all right in front of you. The thing I would say about this team, and if you really want to, it's not nitpick, it's just like raise a question about Oregon that still needs to be answered, is they have great depth, but it's young and not sure that they have enough of the top end difference maker players yet who can bail them out when you get in a game like that. Okay, that ESPN just did a ranking of the top 10 offensive and defensive players in the country. True difference maker players, Oregon had none of them. So if you want the biggest prize, and that's what Oregon is in this for at this point, they've risen to that level where you're competing for championships year in and year out. Remember, Ohio State last year probably had three in that group alone. Miami this year has at least three, maybe four. Oregon doesn't have that, at least not yet. They can develop that. Again, a lot of these guys are young. DeCorian Moore looks promising, certainly Dante Moore. But, you know, I think that's a fair question, more so than effort or, you know, lack of heart or anything. They just got beat, man. And I think the stunning thing, which leaves us looking for answers, is how they just got – we just think so highly of Dan Lanning here. And Will Stein here, probably one of the best offensive coordinators in the country, if not the best, were stunned that they were outcoached in that manner. I mean, nothing they did worked.
It's shocking to even hear that, right?
Nothing.
Yeah, to your point, it's like, dude.
And it's Indiana. It's not like you're getting outcoached by freaking Kansas. I mean, Lance Leipold, the genius that is, right, Schultze?
I get it. Yeah, but you're looking, it's like, who can out-prepare, you know, the other after seeing it on film? But it's just like, it just looked like Oregon wasn't even close, not even in the same realm. And not just Dante Moore, but on the defensive end. It looks like they got beat too. Like, I don't know.
I didn't think the defense was horrible.
No, no. They probably played more of a normal game than the offense, frankly. I don't want to get into the fan narrative, but it just, I don't know if it was because Indiana, it just maybe discouraged the players a little bit more, but I saw a lot of listlessness, and you might be right, Rob. That might just be from, you know, people seeing from the start of the game and not able to buy in because, oh, this is who we're playing.
Well,
oh,
I think that's the chess match. I think, you know, just talk to football people, listen to football people talk about what happened in that game.
Yeah.
And that's your answer, not, yeah, because I think sometimes fans go down those roads because they don't really understand maybe what's happening out on the field. And they don't really understand why Dante Moore looked like that. Although he's a pretty calm figure no matter, he's a pretty level-headed guy.
Well, and there was I saw mistakes, Rob. A lot of mistakes by the players. I guess that's
why.
Well,
of course. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. When you're losing on both lines of scrimmage and Indiana is throwing stuff at you that you don't understand or that you're misinterpreting and you're not seeing what's out there, that's what leads to mistakes. By the way, the Ducks got a pick six in that game.
They did.
You know, I mean, that tied the game. They were right there. So I think we're making a little too much of this. I think you got to give Indiana credit. Oregon will be fine. That is a jarring and frustrating loss, but I don't think there's a bigger meaning in it that people are searching for. I just don't. I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to win at Rutgers, and they may not lose again.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.